With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A federal court in South Carolina reinstated the 2015 Waters of the U.S. Act, or WOTUS, making it effective in 26 states. The court ruling has been seen as a tremendous blow for ranchers and landowners who hoped the rule had finally gone by the wayside. However, the NCBA's chief environmental counsel, Scott Yeager, explains there's some good news on the horizon if the court battle goes all the way to the nation's highest court.
Kavanaugh, if he gets to the Supreme Court, and I said if because he has to be Senate confirmed, but assuming he is able to get to the Supreme Court, you're going to have a United States Supreme Court that has a strong 5 majority of conservative votes, a strong majority on property rights issues. Kavanaugh is a great guy for the job. He's done a ton of administrative law cases during his tenure in the D.C. Circuit, and the majority of which he sided against the EPA on their overbroad regulations under the Obama administration. So I think if Kavanaugh were in place in the Supreme Court, we could we would be in a really good position to have a narrower WOTUS definition affirmed by the Supreme Court.
As of August 16th, WOTUS is in effect in several western states now, including California, Washington, as well as Oregon. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.